two visitors from China are creating quite a buzz in Memphis, Tennessee. Today, the Memphis Zoo opened a new exhibit featuring Lala and Yaya, two giant pandas on loan from the Chinese government. It's the fourth U.S. zoo to get such a loan. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
A towering 50-foot Chinese pagoda welcomes visitors to the newest exhibit at the Memphis Zoo. They enter two ornate red doors flanked by white marble lions into a courtyard.
Welcome to China.
Just over a winding bridge is the giant panda habitat. The bears are in Memphis on a 10-year loan from China. They arrived just over 2 weeks ago and have already settled into a daily routine. First up, a weigh-in and training to get them acclimated to their American keepers. Brian Kraft uses a clicker and bits of apple to get Yaya to present her paws to him.
Good girl. That's a good girl.
Hey.
I know, good girl.
The pandas are moved individually from their sleeping dens into separate glass-enclosed day rooms for breakfast. Zookeeper Janet Mead Cooper escorts Lala.
Lala, are you ready? Are you ready, good boy? Breakfast is a little late this morning.
Breakfast is a bunch of bamboo. He strips off the leafy branches and tears into the thick stalks. Lala is 4 and a half and grew up at the Shanghai Zoo. Yaya is almost 3 and is from the Beijing Zoo. Cooper says it's been fun discovering the panda's distinct personalities. Lala is laid back, while Yaya is higher maintenance.
She almost likes attention so much that she's spoiled. She's used to having someone with her 24 hours a day. She's very curious. She's a lot more physically active than he is. If she sees something or smells something on her exhibit, she's going to go check it out. Whereas if he sees something, he may head towards it, but if he comes across bamboo, he's going to stop and eat.
The pandas eat between 25 and 50 pounds of bamboo each day. Researchers here are studying the panda-bamboo relationship.
Figuring out the different components of the types of bamboo, what they actually need, how we can help China reforest their bamboo areas, come up with species that will grow faster, that will be able to be used as food more quickly than what they have growing in the wild. They've had such major habitat loss that's our main goal.
Human encroachment has led to a dramatic loss of the panda's native habitat in China. There are only about 1,100 left in the wild. All of the revenues from the $3 admission to the Memphis China exhibit will go to panda conservation efforts. The zoo has guaranteed the Chinese government $1.2 million a year to fund habitat protection and restoration projects in China. Chuck Brady, president and CEO of the Memphis Zoo, says the idea is to cultivate a conservation ethic.
We hope that our visitors will have a great time. They'll learn a little bit about China because this is not just the giant panda exhibit. This is a showcase of Chinese culture, Chinese wildlife, and Chinese art. But we hope they walk away saying, I can help, and I know what I need to do to help.
The reality is that zoos can only make small inroads to reshape habitat in the wild, according to zoo historian Jeffrey Heisen of the St. Joseph University in Philadelphia. But he says they can help establish emotional connections with the animals.
The question, though, is whether visitors are going to be able to get past the isn't that cute phenomenon. Whether they're going to be able to say, not only is this an adorable teddy bear come to life, but this is a desperately endangered species from a fascinating part of the world, and I want to learn more about it. I want to do something to help this animal.
China's ambassador to the U.S. thinks that's possible. Ambassador Yang Jiechur came to Memphis to help open the panda exhibit.
They're cute, but behind them, there's a lot of history about China, Chinese culture, Chinese geography, and they really can serve as a bridge between our two peoples, especially the kids.
It's so cute.
Well, he is working on that bamboo, isn't he?
These kindergartners from Dogwood Elementary School were fascinated by the pandas. Zoo officials are expecting 1 million visitors to see the pandas over the next year. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Memphis.